to Candidly 30.
That was a decent effort for us to like kind of harmonize.
Happy Sunday, happy everybody. Sunday.
Happy, happy Sunday.
Wait, I'm wearing my Broco shirt.
That's so exciting. I am not.
Yeah. Wait, did I tell you that it must have been the last time I wore this? This girl was like, go Broncos.
No.
Like, say Broncos, but it is Broncos colors. Isn't that funny? I was like, I guess you could, I could see how you would think that. That's funny. But yeah, definitely not. I was like, oh no, me football? No.
Sports balls. No, yeah, no, no, no.
Yeah, no thing.
I feel like it's becoming this is the thing now, because in my office, there's a bunch of dudes and they all talk about football. And I'm like, I don't care. I do not care.
Yeah.
But it's a thing.
The only draft I'm a part of, you know, is the Survivor draft. Yeah. So, no big. Oh my God, the last Survivor episode. I'm so sorry. It is good. I had to like tell people last night too. I was like, guys, if you're not watching Survivor, like you are missing out. Like it is good. But whatever. I'm not going to like push it down people's throats. If they don't want to watch a good show, like it's not on me. Yeah. You know? Out of my hands.
Missing out.
But. How are you?
Good. Things are good. Chili. You know, today it's Sunday, so I'm making a big pot of chili verde that we're going to have for the next few weeks.
Right. And, you got all the ingredients? Oh, my God.
What a freaking nightmare. I had to go to, like, six different stores to find Tomatillos, and then they didn't deliver my pork shoulder, so I had to go back to Costco. Ugh. Costco on a Sunday is, like, ex-nay.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Definitely not part of my – so it was really annoying to have to, like, go and – suffer through Costco on a Sunday, although I did get in and out in like 10 minutes, which was record time. So I'm doing that today, getting the house cleaned, just trying to stay on top of stuff. But it's a really wonderful, cool, calm, collected Sunday, you know, nothing too crazy.
Cool.
That's great. Yeah, so I'm excited to chat with you. It's been a minute. I'm gonna see you soon.
soon.
TBD. We'll go ahead and like throw that little thing in there, but I'm excited. We've got a lot of things to look forward to, for sure. You know, all the holidays and the fam. And I haven't been eating sugar for the past 4 days. And it's been really wonderful to just like kind of.
Great. How do you feel?
Great. Sleeping well.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like my tension in my shoulder is a lot less.
So interesting.
Yeah.
You think that was maybe just inflammation? Because both of those things cause inflammation. Totally. So maybe you're just less tense.
Yeah. And honestly, like work is crazy, but it's that time of the year where I'm kind of ready to check out. So I'm just not going to let myself stress out about it. So.
Yeah. That is what's hard is like, I am also ready to check out, but I can't, this is like my go time and I'm really struggling. I think this is the first time in my like career, I guess, where I don't feel like I have to hustle. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very comfortable and I like my job and I'm very good at it. I mean, knock on wood, whatever you want to call it.
You can top yourself.
Don't need to be.
It's good. You're really good at it.
Yeah. I'm good at it. And so, or like at least I feel confident in what I do, you know? So I don't really feel like I have to like push myself really hard. And that is making me feel not great on the day to day. Cause I'm like, why am I here? What am I doing with my life? You know what I mean? But, anyways, it is a good feeling like you are pretty comfortable, but it is not a great feeling of just being like complacent a little bit. So I'm trying to change my outlook on that. But again, just like the weekends go by so fast, like 5 day work weeks are not the business.
No, they're not.
Like,
yeah.
Holy moly, I'm struggle busting a little bit. And I logged onto my computer yesterday for a minute just to, because it's a lot easier to do all my house stuff like DocuSigning and everything on my work computer, because my personal computer doesn't have like the updated like or advanced pro Adobe shit. You know what I mean? So anyways, I was logging onto my work computer and I had like 15 chats from this one hiring manager, and he was freaking out about an announcement that is opening on Monday. And I was like, whoa, 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 it's a Saturday. First of all, why are you working? Second of all, who the hell is going to respond to you on a Saturday? Like, thankfully I logged on, I guess, to like calm his fears. But I was like,
yikes.
I just like called him on a Saturday and I was like, hey, so I'm not supposed to be working, just so you know, but like, I'm going to answer your questions. And so we like talked through everything. It's just like their misunderstanding of how things work. But anyways, It worked out, but I was just like, bro, what would you have done? Like, it's a Saturday. Like, what are you doing? Anyways, whatever.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's where we're at in, like, the hiring schedule right now. It's just, like, everyone's freaking out. Yeah. So
low-key, what's happening on my side, too. But honestly, I have been feeling like that since before Halloween. So I am ready to, like, get my brain some capacity again. And I don't – like, I agree with you. I try to, like, put my phone under my pillow all weekend long because I'm on my phone and the computer all freaking day. And I just want my weekend to, like, not be bothered. I'm really proud of you for jumping on the phone with that person, but, like, that's not what I would have done. I would have just been like, sorry, you can figure out your own shit on Monday, you know? Yeah. Oh, it's crazy. Anyway, I'm just excited to, like, have actual unplug time, which I'm planning on giving myself during the holidays. So I talked to my mom, like I do every Sunday. She's doing really good. The fam's excited and ready. They're prepping for, I think, 50 or 60 people, she said, this year, which is crazy.
Oh, my gosh. When do you actually fly?
The Tuesday before. Yeah.
Cool.
But, yeah. So it'll be good. And then by the time we record again, like, we'll have all kinds of holiday updates. I'm kind of curious about side dishes. Like, I want a different type of Christmas tree or, like, a salad or something. I don't know. I'm really feeling like a cranberry salad or something different, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'll let everybody know if my experiments and recipes get a little crazy, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Or goes well with your family.
Yeah, exactly. Is it a hit or?
People like the traditional stuff. You know what I mean?
It's just like it's everything crazy, is so traditional and it's all the same flavors. I don't know. I'm kind of ready for something different, but
it's all the same color for sure. But I love it. I'm not complaining. I love it. Can't wait.
Anyway, I am excited for our topic today. Should we just jump into it? I feel like
let's do it.
We prepped a little bit and
yeah, guys, we did homework for you all.
We're
so
on it. I mean, we're taking this serious. Season two, people. Here we go. So because it's kind of close to the holiday season, everybody's staying indoors and watching a bunch of TV. I'm sure Disney and Pixar movies are in the vicinity, right? I'm sure that they're part of the conversation.
Heck yeah.
Plus, low-key obsessed with them. As we both know, we're Disney adults. Like, duh.
Yeah.
So absolutely. We're going to do a little bit of a draft today. We're going to play a game. We have basically Disney versus Pixar / fall. I guess it's not fall. It's just a draft.
Okay. It's also not versus per se. We're versus each other, but we have both Disney and Pixar characters. On
yeah. So it's a draft. We have three different categories. Mm-hmm. We're going to pick three characters a piece for each category. So we're going to try and get through this pretty quickly, but it might be a bit. And our three categories are, Kelly, do you want to let them know?
Yeah, so we are doing most underrated, so crushes, and funniest. Ooh, ooh. So they kind of all, like, merge together a little bit at some point because they're your favorite character for one reason or the other, mm-hmm. you know? But we can't pick the same one. So just like regular draft rules where if Kayfler or I pick one of the characters, the other person cannot pick it. So hopefully we picked enough characters to cover because we're each doing three for each category. You kind of have to have like a little bit of an explanation why. I mean, not full explanation, just like a silly reason of like why they're important or whatever, why they fit that category.
Okay. I would agree. Yeah. Do we want to kick it off? Do you want to start with underrated and your first pick is?
Wait, let's do a flip the coin just because it is a draft and we need to be a fish.
Kelly needs an excuse to use ready? Her coin flip app. Yep, here we go. Tails. So I'm the unofficial caller all the time. Not that I'm mad about it, but
it's heads.
Okay, so you go first. It's
can you see that?
Yes.
Wait, it says it at the bottom, Ellie. You can't see the actual picture. Okay. Yes. Oh, wait. So I just closed my app. Dang it. Okay. Most underrated. We're starting with that category. Yes. Okay, so my first one is, and everybody just like, whatever. Okay, I'm just going to say it. My first one is Abu from Aladdin, and he doesn't get enough credit because he literally takes care of Aladdin, and he takes care of, like, the genie. He ends up, like, you know, being, like, he's the sidekick, and so he just doesn't get enough credit. He's most underrated because he literally keeps that ship going. And he's like, he doesn't even speak English. And he, like, keeps the whole movie moving. You know what I mean? So he's definitely – and he's just, like, cute and funny. So, yeah, he hits all the categories, obviously. Yeah, but, yeah, definitely most underrated.
Okay, I'm not mad at it other than the fact that you thought of it and I didn't. But whatever. Okay. Mine is going to be Sebastian from The Little Mermaid for the same kind of reason.
I hate Sebastian. What? You can absolutely have him. He's such a turd. He tattles on Ariel.
No, but he's also the one that like keeps the thing moving along. Like the movie wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Sebastian. Like he's the one who has the big orchestra when they first start. He's the one that gets her dad to come save her. Like he was supporting her when she makes that decision, like goes to the castle to look after her. I don't know.
That's fair.
He's her little guardian Sebastian crab. He's such a cute little guy. Anyway.
You're right. And his accent.
I mean, he's amazing.
You know? Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. Yeah, that is a good one. Even though he is a butthead. Yeah. But still.
And then remember his, like, he's getting chased by that guy with knives or whatever? That's such a funny scene.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, when he's, like, running through the kitchen. Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my next one is going to be Sully from Monsters, Inc.
I feel like because a lot of people give him a lot of credit. So calling him underrated, I'm sus a little bit.
What do you mean? Who gives him a lot of credit?
He's a huge – that's a big movie. Everybody's obsessed with Sully. That's a
– okay.
I don't know. It feels like
– but also, like, he literally saves the entire Monsters universe from going under because he figures out that kids' laughter makes more – happiness than their screams. But
wouldn't you argue that he's the main character of that movie? So how can we call him underrated?
I mean, Mike Wazowski is also a main character, and so is Randall, and so is Boo. Boo is like a huge part of that movie.
Yeah,
like
I guess
Sully like single-handedly like saves the entire Monsters universe. Also,
I don't disagree.
I mean, yeah, he is a main character energy, but also he saves everyone, and he befriends Boo, even though he's told his entire life that he shouldn't.
Okay, fair enough. I question whether or not I would qualify him as underrated, but I love him.
Rude.
He's a great character. That's a great movie. I'll let you have it because I don't have him on my underrated character list. Okay.
It's one of my favorite movies, too.
That is a good movie. It's such a cute movie. My next one is going to be Mushu from Mulan.
Stop it. Oh my gosh. Wait, I have him on a different category. So I'm with you. I think he could be on any of these categories.
I totally agree. He's kind of a.
But wait, does he not get to be in my other category? Or does it.
I don't think so because I picked him.
Oh no. Oh no. Okay, well, can I tell you what category, or guess what category I put him in?
You're probably going to put him in funniest. Like, he's one of the funnier characters. You put him on crutches. Callie!
He's literally the best human ever. I love him.
Oh my god, all the sass that just comes from his mouth is so funny.
Oh my god, I cannot.
Okay.
Whatever. Fine.
Mushu's my next pick.
Okay. Wait, do you want to say why? Sorry.
No, I mean, I think like you and I are cry laughing, so that's kind of explains it. So it's fine.
Okay. Okay. My last one. Okay. Underrated is hard again, but I'm going to say Chewbacca.
Oh my
God. For my last underrated.
I guess I didn't even think about. Oh my God. I'm totally shot myself in the foot. But okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
He's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He, again, like, doesn't even speak English, and he carries that fucking team, and he always has, like, the gun, and he shoots everybody, and he's so much bigger than everyone else, and he always saves Hans, you know? Mm. So, yeah.
Wait, what was your first one again? Remind me.
Abu. Abu,
that's right. Okay. I didn't even think about, like, the Star Wars stuff, and, like, I didn't even include Marvel or anything. This is just, like, classic Disney characters, but... You can have Chewbacca, even though he is one of my favorite characters from that. Okay, my last one is going to be underrated, Kronk from The Emperor's New Groove.
No. Wait, he's in my other category. That's not fair. You can't take away from the other categories.
Do you have him as Crush, too? You're killing me.
No, I have him as funniest.
I kind of figured I was going to put him on funniest, but I was like, no, I got a better one.
Okay, I have enough other people in funniest that I'm not going to die, but he's such, I'm mad.
It's number one, an underrated movie. It doesn't really carry to now, though. It's a little cringe, I'm not going to lie, but underrated movie.
Oh my god, no, it does 100% still stand up.
I know.
For sure. That's one of my favorite movies. Funny. That is my favorite movie.
Okay, so Kronk is an underrated character because he's not like the main character. He's really funny. Nobody really takes him seriously. He's definitely the butt of the joke. But he also...
push back against that. He is the best character in that whole movie.
I mean, totally. But he was an underrated character. He wasn't, like, the main character. He was such a, like, a side character. He was the sidekick to the evil lady. Like, I don't know.
I know.
So I feel like that qualifies as an underrated character, but you're right. He is, hands down, one of the funnier characters in that movie. But not the funniest, because I have somebody else on my funniest list from that movie, and you're gonna die. Anyway, cool.
Oh my god, I'm gonna
die.
That
was a really good category. So we have Abu from Aladdin. We have Sebastian from The Little Mermaid. Chewbacca, she had to throw in there. Mushu. I picked Kronk, and then
I did Sully. You didn't write to say that one.
That's right. Awesome. I feel like that was a really good category. Way to crush it. Let's move on to crushes.
Okay.
Like, they're all obviously animated characters. Let's not get weird about it, but you start off with yours first.
Okay. This is going to be a hear me out, but.
Here we go.
All of mine are kind of hear me out, but.
Oh, gosh.
My first one is Bruce from Finding Nemo. He is the best. Shark. The shark. He's so manly, and he has an Australian accent, and he, like, literally doesn't eat the fishes because he says fish are friends, not food. Yeah. And so he, like, changes all the sharks' minds, and he's the ringleader. And yeah, he's
the
best.
That's really cute. I did not think of that, but that's really cute. But then he does, like, attack them, doesn't he, once he smells the blood?
I mean, he doesn't mean to. He just chases them. Shark. Nothing actually happens. They go all the way to the bottom, and then that's when they meet the dark
spoiler alert,
character.
But...
Sorry, yeah. If you haven't seen Finding Nemo, where have you been?
Like, literally stop what you're doing and go watch that movie. Thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, what?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Okay, who was your first one, then? I feel judgment.
Okay. Okay. I picked Ralph from Wreck-It Ralph.
Okay. Also manly. I'm into that.
He's, like, so sad and alone, and then he, like, found the girls and, like, I don't know, had a whole character development. He was cute. He just wanted to be a good guy. You know, he was, like, slotted to be a bad guy. So, anyway, that was one of mine.
Okay.
Anyway.
Very cool. He's also, like, pretty human-y.
Okay, most of the things that I put down here are, like, humanoid characters, not,
mine are, sharks. Too. Yeah. Okay. Well, I just had to put him first because I was afraid you were going to steal him because you've been stealing all of my characters so far. So, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, my next one, this is pretty niche, but, like, I don't know if I can steal this, but, like, yeah, it's pretty, like, specific, okay. I guess. So, it's Carl from Up, but...
Caveat.
In the first half of the movie, he is, like, the young guy when he meets his wife, you know? And he's so cute. And I just love their little love story. So Carl is...
not the old grungy, crotchety old man at the 99% of the movie.
I mean, I also love him, but no, the, like, I don't know if it works. I don't know if it counts because it's, like, technically, like, the young Carl.
I'll allow it. Yeah, I'm going to allow it. That's actually really funny, though. Yeah. Plus, it's cute. Their love story is, like, iconic. Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one that I picked was Tarzan.
Oh, that's, like, such a given. Yeah, that makes sense.
He's, like, drool-worthy, but he's a character. And, yeah, anyway.
His thighs are kind of creepy, though.
He's definitely...
Especially when he's, like, crouched on a tree branch.
Yeah, and his knuckles are, like, kind of creepy looking because they're, like, very icky. But are you kidding me? Like, tall, dark, and handsome, and he has a six-pack? Heck, yeah, I'm totally going to pick Tarzan. No shame about it.
Yeah,
I'm owning it.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And he's, like,
okay,
you know, animal friendly.
Who also, like, doesn't want to live in the jungle when you have all those resources? Like, I'm not saying you have resources typically, but, you know, like, I've always wanted to do, like, Swiss Family Robinson status, like, type situation.
Also,
like,
Disney movie. Shipwreck. Totally.
Yeah. Great movie. Great.
Yeah.
Movie.
That's definitely my vibe. I'm here for that. Anyway, you go next.
Okay. My last one. Again, is a just a hear me out, but I guess he could also be in the most underrated category. But Frozone is definitely
from The Incredibles. Okay, Back that up, please.
Why are you judging me? I feel like so much judgment right now.
He's cute. I get it. He's funny. Yeah.
He's funny. Yeah. And he like loves his wife. Really?
No, I'm just...
Well, okay. Kaif and I were talking about this too. I would never have chosen any of the princes. Yeah, so no. We were looking at animals and characters like Frozone. You know what I mean? Like, that's where we were
yep,
at.
Yep, yep. I did... So technically, he's not a prince, but I picked Aladdin because, like, duh.
Yeah.
Everybody's obsessed with Aladdin. He's, like, the original crush.
That's fair.
Could have put that Simba on there, but that felt a little weird. I don't really care for Matthew
Broderick. Yeah, because it would be like, what Simba? And the young Simba or the older Simba?
Simba's kind of whiny, too. He's a little bit of a whiny character. Anyway, mm-hmm. Aladdin's way better.
Yeah, he's not my favorite.
Anyway, that was also a really good category. We went with Bruce, Ralph, Carl, killing me, Tarzan, Frozone, and Aladdin. Yep, that was a great category.
I'd say yours are better, but... I just think that's personally who I'd actually want to, like, be with.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I think Aladdin's kind of douchey.
Fair enough.
So is Tarzan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even though they're pretty to look at. I
don't want to live for, like, more than a day in a tree with Tarzan, you know? After not being able to communicate very well because he doesn't speak English. So.
Well, you teach him English, duh.
Yeah. That's a lot of work. Anyway. Let's move on to our last category. I'm actually like,
okay,
this one's gonna be really tough. I feel like it's one of those things that's an ever moving target or like an evergreen kind of category, so we're gonna give it a go.
Totally.
The funniest. Okay. Like, who is the funniest between Disney and Pixar characters? Do you want to start us off?
Yes. Okay, my first one is
already Edna. Laughing. Okay, who'd you pick?
Edna, Emode.
Oh, no. Okay, she
was, is that one of yours?
Yeah, she was on my list, too. I love her.
Yeah, that's why I picked her first, because I knew. Because you stole all my other people on my other list. Also, I had other people on... Well, I already told you about where I had them, but... Edna is just... Everyone knows she's the best part of The Incredibles. Yeah. Absolutely. She's so iconic. And the character who actually does her voice is a man, which that makes sense, but he's also so funny in real life. Yeah, I love him.
She's like my spirit animal. I really love her.
Yeah,
she's so dry.
I know, funny. Honey, I don't even know how she does it.
And she's like 2 foot nothing. She's so
funny. Exactly.
Okay, exactly. My first one, I'm hoping that you know this, but this one's gonna be kind of
niche.
Yeah, Chaka and Tippo. Do you remember Tippo?
No.
Tippo
from what?
And Chaka, or I don't remember her name, is the son and the daughter of Pacha from An Emperor's New Groove.
Oh my gosh, wait, yeah.
And the guy.
Night mom.
And then the little boy, like, he runs up and he shows her tooth or whatever, and he's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a very good one. I did not know their names. The I would never girl, have
she
known
like
their
runs
names.
So fast and then falls, face plants it, and then just jumps back up. She's so cute. Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. They're the best characters.
Okay, and you say The Emperor's New Groove is not a great movie. It is one
it's
of the
an
best.
It's an underrated
for sure.
Movie. Yeah. Okay. Go back and watch it. We'll talk about it. But anyway, Chaka, I think her
no,
name
I've
is
I literally Intimo. Watch it at least like 10 times a year for sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your favorite movie. Go ahead.
I know it is. It is. Okay, my next one. Okay. Again, I must like the characters that don't speak English or don't speak, but Miko.
Oh, yeah.
From Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
Definitely. He's kind of like,
that's pretty
don't
cute.
Really need to explain it. The boy just wants biscuits, and that's how I feel too, you know? He just like loves them biscuits, and yeah, he just gets won over by cookies. So
when he antagonizes
kind of my
Percy.
Spirit animal.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, I forgot about Pocahontas.
Yeah.
That's a
He's
good,
a good
movie
one
too. Okay, my next one is gonna be Doug from Up.
That's a great one. I almost put that one in my crush list, but I decided against it.
I don't know if I would have a crush on
Golden
Doug.
Retriever.
He's definitely a funny, stupid dog. He's really cute. Oh, he's such a good boy. That's adorable. Okay, you go.
Okay, my last one. Again, Cape Witch took all my people out of this category, so I'm feeling a little, but whatever. It's fine. There's tons of, like, good, funny characters, but I just have to steal them before you do. Okay, I'm definitely in between two. Can we do four for this category? Okay,
we can do three and then an honorable mention, so four.
Okay, great. My next one, because this is kind of like a hear me out, but Yoda.
What?
Because he doesn't know that he's funny, and he just is like a slop, and he just crawls around and has to be carried and stuff.
What? Yoda is not supposed to be funny. I guess maybe he's supposed to be funny.
Yes, he is. He's like the smartest one of out of everybody, but he like is so witty, and the way that he speaks is so stupid. It makes me laugh.
I know. The way he speaks is so stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll allow it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay. My last one / second to last is going to be Anhui from Inside Out 2.
Oh, yeah. He was a funny one for sure. But I wish he had more lines.
I know. I wish they had more lines.
I wish he had more of like a character development. I don't know if it's a girl or boy,
but I wish that they.
That's true.
Yeah. But they,
I think they're supposed to be binary.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But like the way that they responded to everything and got so annoyed that they had to be taken away from their phone, or like it was so classically like everybody who's ever been 18 ever. Teenagers. Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
Absolutely.
So yeah.
That's a great one.
Okay. We're going to do honorable mentions now, right?
Okay. My honorable mention is like just like a duh, like classic funny Disney. And that's going to be Olaf.
Oh, like he's yeah. just.
So iconic in so many ways. He is, yeah, he literally carries the Frozen movies, I would say. I would not think that Frozen is as good without Olaf, for real. Yeah. So
he's cute too. He's kind of annoying, mm-hmm. like he's that annoying character, but also he's a cutie.
But Josh Gaffman or whatever, however you say his last name, mm-hmm. the guy who plays his voice, I just love him too. He's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the like podcast all the time. And yeah, his voice just cracks me up. Yeah. So
he's also he's a good, decent guy. When he played Bear Claw in New Girl, I was dying. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
So funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. My honorable mention, I'm hoping you will let me get away with two, because I let you get away with a lot of stuff this time.
What?
They're a pair. So Timon and Pumbaa from The Lion King.
Oh, that's a great one.
Really
but Timon
funny.
Is not funny. Just Pumbaa is.
I think Timon is funny.
Timon
is no, really he's stupid. Not funny. Yeah, I think he makes a lot of jokes. When he's singing the song.
Okay, and he like pulls up the hula
skirt. Yeah, totally. What am I supposed to do? Dress in drag and do the hula?
Yeah. If you want to get away with
it. See, he's funny.
Okay, fine.
Oh, man. I actually really enjoyed that. We should come back and do something similar, and I will think through Star Wars characters as well, because I totally missed
I still think we
one.
Should do a hear me out and, like, do a whole hear me out, but it can be anything random. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the hear me outs are funny. Like, the shit that pops into my brain sometimes of, like, hear me outs, I'm like, oh, this is definitely be a hear me out, but I never write them down, so I should probably do that. But yeah,
maybe we'll do another feature on and say like hear me out, like we do with Am I the Assholes, because those are always fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, that's true.
Should we shift to gratitudes and grievances?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right,
do you want to go first?
Well, I don't really have a grievance this week, which I think is a good sign, other than the fact that work is crazy. But I'm grateful to not have a whole lot of grievances. I guess maybe that's my do two and one. Although, if I have a grievance and if I have to complain about anything, it's all the stupid leaves that are on my freaking yard right now. But that's me being a white person. I'm very privileged, so I'll just keep that comment to myself. But anyway.
No, it's a bummer. I mean, it's just like homeowner life, you know? Yesterday, my grievance would be that yesterday, it's just like people are assholes. And like, I don't really understand why people don't, like, I don't know. They just can't, like, do, like, one extra thing to like make people be nice to people. You know what I mean? Like there, I went to Costco, nightmare on a Saturday, never again. But yeah, there was like the Costco parking lot is always fucking insane. And I came around the corner and there was no other car in the entire line, right? You know, like in the aisle, whatever you want to call it. And so I like drove up. And so I'm like driving down the aisle and a car starts backing up. So I stop and I like put on my blinker and then a car comes from like the next aisle over, you know, and they were like a little bit closer. Like they were on the same, like, end, basically, of the aisle as that car that was, like, pulling out. But my blinker was, like, very obviously on. And they just, like, took it. You know what I mean?
Took your parking
and
spot?
I'm just, like, yeah, they took the parking spot. And I'm just, like, would it really have, like, are you going to die if you have to, like, go to a different aisle or something? I mean, I could say the same thing for myself, but I'm just, like, why did you have to be a dick?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. And then I went to the grocery store. Like, I went to Safeway yesterday, and there was, like, the self-checkout line or whatever. There's, like, two aisles of it, mm-hmm. right? And so, like, there was one line for the checkout, like, the whole self-checkout, and, like, the lady was, like, organizing us or whatever. And I had, like, been in the line for a very long time. And then this girl just, like, starts another line, like, on the other end of the two-checkout, you know, thing. And I was, like... And so I didn't say anything. I was just like, whatever. And then there was, of course, a free space on, like, that line first. And so she runs over there. And the lady was like, come here. She, like, grabbed me because I was the next person in line. She grabs me and she, like, brings me over there. And she's like, hey, there's a line or whatever to the girl. And she was like, oh, no, I was in line for this row. And the lady was like, there's only one line. Mm. And then I, like, didn't say anything, you know. And I was just like, but... It, like, made my blood boil. I was just like, why can't you just be a person and, like, wait in line like every fucking other person? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
also, cringe. She actually took you over there for the confrontation. She couldn't just, like, do it herself and then have you come to the – she took you as backup?
I mean, I don't think she knew that that girl ran over there. Like, she saw me and she was like, oh, you – like, you were here first or said something like that. And so she, like, was like, come over here. Oh, and so God. I went over there. And then, yeah, whatever. So it was, like, kind of like a – I was, like, caught in the misfire or whatever.
Lovely.
But, yeah, it's just, like, two of those things where I'm just, like, I don't understand people. Like, why – everyone is here doing the same thing. Like, why you gotta be a dick?
Right.
I don't know. Anyways.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But
– yeah, that's
it's okay.
Awful.
People are just assholes, and I'm just, like, I don't like people. Like, why do you – why can't you just wait, like, 10 extra seconds yeah. in your day instead of being an asshole, you know?
Right. And it's kind of crazy because, like, I don't know what happens, but everybody loses their freaking mind when I have to, like, around this cold time, you know, in the holidays and stuff.
Or the holidays yeah. in general, yeah.
Ugh, shopping sure. sounds like a freaking chore right now. Like, I would rather just stay at home and starve.
Like, yeah.
Anyway, I'm for sorry real. About that, though. That sucks.
It's okay. I just was like, wow, I hate people yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah, I don't want to be out in the world. So
what about
I just watched Yellow Jackets.
There you go. yeah. What about a gratitude? Let's end on a high note.
Yeah. I'm grateful for you, Kaif, and being my aww. Co-host and coming to visit me.
So excited.
And yeah, getting us tickets to the show and helping me move and yeah, just getting to spend so much good time together lately.
I know.
So I'm just grateful for you.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, you made my whole freaking week. Thank you.
Oh my god.
Okay, don't be sad about it. I have other things going on, people, but that did make my week. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, it was just your birthday, so you're, like, going to the 35 fresh and fancy free, you know?
Totally. Got my – yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't need to know about that, but sure. Anyway, thanks for guys. Everybody have a good day. Blah, blah, blah. Let's try that again.
Wait, you don't have a gratitude?
Oh, I thought my gratitude was, like – a dual gratitude grievance that I don't have a grievance.
Oh.
Hold on. I can think of a gratitude sorry. Really fast.
I thought you said you didn't have a grievance, so.
I didn't.
You were doing a gratitude.
Yeah, I didn't really have a grievance, but I am grateful for my first week of being 35. It wasn't as terrible as I thought it was going to be.
Good. That's awesome.
I went to go work out a couple of times. I feel like I'm getting better about that. Life is making sense. I don't have anything to be mad about. I mean, I have lots of stuff to get mad about, but we'll keep that. I'm really trying hard not to get, like, wrapped up in politics, but it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't have a grievance this week, because I haven't been listening to the news in, like, a week and a half.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm just grateful. Like, the time of the year is, you know, holiday season, family. Yeah, and I'm in a good spot. I'm happy in the house. And, you know, husband and I are doing well, so.
You don't have to have one. I'm sorry. I thought I just cut you off.
You're good.
For gratitude wise.
Okay. Anyway.
Sounds good. Well, we love you all so much. happy week, everybody.
Happy week.
I was gonna say something
keep
else.
Keep checking in. Keep it's doing
just,
it.
It's just a
thanks
week.
For being candid.
Every other week. Bye.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.